On our show, we make fun of politicians. Perhaps because they know this, they often hire people to speak for them. On our show, we have hosted three of President Bush's press secretaries, but we definitely were most excited to speak to Scott McClellan, not only because he had been so much fun to watch on the podium, but because he had just publicly condemned his former boss. Even so, though, the first thing we wanted to know was, did the president and vice president ever, you know, listen to our show?
I don't know about the vice president.
No, I guess not. Most everybody.
We used to, around our office, we used to obsessively watch your press conferences. And the thing that always amazed us was that no matter what the reporters threw at you, that how hostile the questioning got, and sometimes it did get hostile, you would never lose your cool, you would never get mad, you would never get upset. It was really impressive. And then we've read your book, and even though you report on some things that were, well, upsetting in terms of how you were misled in certain areas, you still don't seem to be that upset about it.
I think that's what happens when you're the youngest of four and you got three older brothers. You learn just to take it and move on and not worry about it too much. But
really?
Anytime I think you saw me smile, you knew I was thinking, what a stupid question. I just couldn't say it out loud.
Really? So that smile when you were seeming so pleasant and patient was really that?
Exactly.
Are you smiling now? So here's the question. What does get you mad?
Boy, it's hard to think about that. When the University of Texas loses a football game, I get pretty upset, but that's about it.
Really? Gosh, nothing else? Not the whole Iraq war propaganda thing? That's okay, but... Scooter Libby lying to you? No problem, but when the Longhorns go down...
That's right.
Well, you have talked about a lot of those things in your prior interviews. We wanted to get at some other things that we have discussed about the White House. Just get the inside story from someone who was there and apparently has already burnt his bridges, so you might as well tell the truth. You may remember the incident in which President Bush supposedly choked on a pretzel and passed out.
Yes.
What really happened, Scott?
We don't know. No one was actually there.
Really?
It was just himself and in the White House residence. Yeah.
And so he came out of the residence. He had some sort of black eye or injury.
That's right. He fell and hit himself on the table after he choked on the pretzel and passed out.
And you're telling me that no one was in the room with him. He said, I choked on a pretzel and I fell over.
That's the story.
And you all said, yes, Mr. President.
I don't think you can make that one up.
He couldn't make that up, maybe, but do you... All right, but as far as you know, that's what happened. You have no evidence, nothing...
That's correct.
All right.
Did he have a nickname for you?
My nickname was just Scotty. That's all he had for me. Nothing fancy.
Do you think you have a nickname now?
I don't think I can say it over the airwaves.
Yeah, I guess not. And we have to ask you about this. And this is, of course, the famous statement that President Bush made as you left the White House on that day back in 06. He said, you know, someday Scott and I will be sitting back on the porch in Texas in our rocking chairs and talking about the good old days. So is that date still in your calendar?
I think we'll be sitting on different porches in different places.
Well, Scott McClellan, it is a pleasure to finally talk to you in person as opposed to simply talking about you. And we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're a diminutive gay alcoholic genius and gossip addict.
Since your job in the Bush White House was mostly keeping your mouth shut, we thought we'd ask you three questions about somebody who couldn't stay quiet if his life depended on it. That would be writer Truman Capote, a lifelong gossip and dealer in high society dish.
Scott, just one thing, okay? These are the real questions. You can't come back in 3 years and give us the real answer.
All right. Answer two out of three questions about Truman Capote, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is Scott McClellan playing for?
Scott is playing for Andy Finley of Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Here, sir, is your first question about Truman Capote. He loved gossip. One could say it was his true profession. He came up with actual gossip competitions, such as which of these? A version of the basketball game horse, if player one described, say, an intimate detail of a celebrity's anatomy, player two had to do the same thing or lose a point? Was it B, he liked to take two disparate people and then try to connect them by shared sexual partners? Or C, everybody in the room takes a drink and holds it, and then the player tries to come up with something so shocking but true that the other players spit their drinks out?
You know, the one that sounds most interesting to me is the one I think I'll go with. They always say go with your first instincts, right?
Right.
I'll go with B.
You're
going to
go with B, the sexual linkage between two disparate people. That's your choice?
That's my choice.
You're right, sir. Very well done. He called the game IDC for International Daisy Chain, and he claimed to have once connected Cab Calloway, the band leader, to Adolf Hitler via a mere three bedmates.
Wow.
That's impressive. Don't know how he did that. All right, next question. Truman Capote was known for his insults. Famously, he once said of Jack Kerouac's book, On the Road, quote, "That's not writing, that's typing." How did he once describe the writer Lillian Hellman? Did he say A, quote, "like George Washington in drag"? B, quote, "like a dog in every way except the good ones"? Or C, quote, "somebody who wouldn't spill her cheap wine on you if you were on fire"? And I'm sparing you my Truman Capote impersonation. I just want you to know.
Let's go with A.
You're going to go with A, George Washington in drag. For a circumspect guy, you're pretty good at this stuff. Yes, that
did
was
I get
what
it?
You did. That's what he said. All right, let's see if you can do this perfectly, because I will be impressed if you can. Sometimes Truman Capote made people upset. For example, when Saul Bellow won the Nobel Prize for Literature, Capote said he didn't think Bellow deserved it. How did Saul Bellow, Nobel laureate, reply? Did he say A, quote, "maybe Truman could win a little something for himself if he ever actually wrote something"? B, quote, "I can't see what Truman deserves at all except a kick in the ass"? Or C, Truman Capote? Is he still alive?
I will go with B.
B. You're going to go with B. "I can't see what Truman deserves at all except a kick in the ass"?
Yeah, I'll go with B.
You're right.
Wow.
Carl, how did Scott McClellan do in our quiz?
Scott was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so he wins for Andy Finley. Congratulations, Scott.
Very well done.
Thank you.
White House press spokesman Scott McClellan has a book out. It is called What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. It's available everywhere. Scott McClellan, thank you so much for being with us today. What a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Peter. I enjoyed it.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the members of the National Association of Realtors working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners on the web at realtor.com. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting efforts to find and fight the causes of homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the Pew Charitable Trusts, examining the paths to opportunity in a new report from its Economic Mobility Project at pewtrusts.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle. Thanks as well to Neil Patrick Harris, Stephen King, William Sapphire, Fanny Flagg, and Scott McClellan, all our panelists, and thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.